You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Canada's tax system is in dire need of reform, according to a new study by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. In the study, Mark Lee and Aglika Ivanova blame ad hoc tax changes over the past two decades for undermining the ability of Canada's tax system to redistribute wealth. The study is titled Fairness by Design, A Framework for Tax Reform in Canada. Aglika Ivanova is an economist and public interest researcher at the BC office of the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, and she joins me by phone this morning. Hello, Aglika.
Good morning.
The idea of a progressive taxation has been under attack by the right wing for so long that I think it would be worth asking you to make a case for it. Why should people with bigger incomes give the government a bigger chunk of their paychecks in tax?
There are two main reasons why we need progressive taxation, and maybe I'll just take a step back and explain what progressive taxation is very briefly. It's that the idea that those with higher incomes will pay more tax, not just in dollars, but actually as a share of their income than people who have lower incomes. And so this idea of progressive taxation is not new. It's actually one of the first advocates of progressive taxation was Adam Smith, the father of modern economics. And the same reasons why he supported progressive taxation is the reasons why we support progressive taxation today, and there's two. One is fairness, and one is economic reasons. So the fairness is pretty easy to grasp. The same share of income in taxes represents a much bigger sacrifice to people who have lower incomes than people who have higher incomes. So, you know, paying 10% of your income if you only earn $30,000 is a lot more burdensome than if you earn $300,000.
And I guess people with less income also have just so much less margin for being able to afford things once they get through paying rent, housing, food, all just the very basics.
Exactly. And it turns out that charging people who have more resources more in taxes is actually better for the economy as well. And it's particularly important in societies with very high levels of pre-tax income inequality. So if you like, the idea of progressive taxation is even more important today than it was 50 years ago, because we have had such an increase in concentration of income and wealth in our society. We have so much of our wealth going to the very small number of super rich Canadians, while most people's incomes have stagnated. So in that situation, you need even more progressive tax.
Well, Aglika, what are the effects on the ground for low-income people of this kind of unfair taxation?
Well, what's happened to low-income people is that they have to pay more in taxes as part of their income, and they actually get less in services, because some of the major changes we've seen over the last 20 years has been a dramatic cut in overall taxes. So we've had a lot of tax cuts. They have mainly benefited the higher income earners, who owe more taxes to begin with. But what they've done to lower income earners is that we no longer support a lot of the services that lower income people rely on.
Why is it so important to consider the taxation system as a whole rather than tinkering with certain aspects of it?
Well, usually when people think about taxes, the first thing that comes to mind is income taxes, especially now that it's tax season and people are starting to, you know, think about filing their tax returns. Most people think about income taxes. And in Canada, we have a progressive income tax system. So we have four different tax brackets, and you pay a higher rate, you know, depending on your income. So people think, you know, our tax system is progressive. But in reality, income taxes are only one element of the system. We pay a number of other taxes as well, such as sales taxes like GST. We pay property taxes. We pay payroll taxes like CPP premiums and EI premiums. And those are not progressive. In fact, a lot of them cost more for people who have lower incomes than people with higher incomes. So when we combine all the taxes into one total tax bill and we look at what share of the income people pay in total taxes in Canada, we actually find that those at the top pay less than people at the bottom and less than people in the middle. And the highest total tax rates in Canada are in the middle of the income distribution.
Now, I understand that you're not opposed to the idea of a value-added tax in conjunction with an income tax. What's the case for having a tax like the GST?
You're quite correct. We believe that we in Canada need several different broad tax bases, so we need to tax different things in order to be able to collect more revenues to actually provide the services we all need. And the GST, or value-added taxes, have a place there as well. It's there's a lot less pressure with the GST for governments to create loopholes, unlike personal income taxes, which are just riddled with exemptions and credits. And as a result, they look progressive, but they are not all that progressive when we consider all the exemptions. So having a value-added tax like the GST helps raise more income.
How high do you think the tax rate should be for the very wealthy?
I think it should definitely be higher than today. We have some of the record lowest top income tax rates we have had historically at the moment in Canada. And we certainly think that there should be more taxes, higher tax rates for people at the very top, so top 1% in particular, where we know income has concentrated. And it's important to remind people as well that that doesn't include sort of only the super rich people. Income of $200,000 puts someone in the top 1%, so this is where we need to look at. But to improve tax fairness, a recent U.S. study by Nobel laureate Peter Diamond and his colleague Edward Says actually estimates that the optimal tax rate at the top can be 73%, which is quite a bit higher than Canada's. Canada's is less than 50% combined federal and provincial. So we have a lot of room to go, and we have a lot of room to go before we actually hit any economic problems of people working less or moving out of the country.
Now, I was interested to see in your report that certain kinds of income are taxed more lightly than others. What would some examples be of this kind of preferential treatment?
That is correct. There's a lot of sources of income, especially sources from investment and ownership of businesses and ownership of financial assets, that are taxed a lot less or a lot more lightly than income from wages. For example, there's highly preferential treatment of capital gains, and that means the difference or the profit made from selling an asset, such as a house or a financial asset, for more money than you bought it for. So any profit you make, only half of that is considered as income for tax purposes. So essentially, half of these capital gains are tax-free. And we have, we know very well that these sources of income that are taxed more likely are mainly sources of income for people with higher incomes. You know, the wealthier, the ones who have lots of assets and make lots of capital gains, they're the ones who have more investments. Another one that really shocks people is the stock options deduction. So it's a tax deduction allows you basically to declare only, again, half of the income you realize from selling some stock options as taxable income. And as a result, what we have is these tax preference costs over $700 million a year to the federal government in taxes they don't collect. And it's only claimed by 0.2% of tax filers. So less than 1% of Canadians claim that deduction. 89% of the value of that deduction goes to people with incomes over $250,000. Wow. So it seems quite clear that this deduction is meant for the 1%, and it costs the Canadian government $700 million a year, and that's a lot of money we can be spending on other things. So This is just one example. There's a number of deductions that most people don't even know about, things like exploration and development tax credits, where, again, 66% of that is claimed by people with income over $250,000. The capital gains, dividends, you know, and other investment income is taxed slightly. And all of these are incomes that mostly go to people with very high incomes.
Are any of the political parties talking about fairer taxation?
There is some movement, actually, around fair taxation, and it's very encouraging. Provincially, we've seen quite a lot of action. We've seen last year, Ontario and Quebec, the two largest provinces in Canada, increase taxes for high-income people. Some of them too high, if you ask me. Ontario increased taxes of people earning over $500,000 a year. That threshold is too high, as I mentioned earlier. To make it to the 1%, you only need $200,000 a year. So I think that's where, you know, at a minimum, the threshold should be set. We've also seen movement in BC provincially and conversations about increasing taxes for high-income people. The provincial NDP is talking about that, and so we're waiting to see their platform and see what they will offer there. Federally, I haven't, unfortunately, yet heard of a lot of push for tax reform, but we are hoping that this report start a conversation, because the reality is that a lot of the tax reform is better done federally than provincially, because that means that Canadians, regardless of where they live, will have the same fair tax system. And sometimes when provinces change their taxes, there is a bit of a incentive for people or businesses to move from one province to another or play off provinces against each other to try to get exemptions. So it's better to do reform federally to avoid that problem.
Well, it's been very good talking to you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Iglika Ivanova. She's an economist and public interest researcher at the BC office of the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. The study she co-authored with Mark Lee is titled Fairness by Design, A Framework for Tax Reform in Canada.
This podcast was produced by the Red Eye Collective in Vancouver, BC. If you live in the Vancouver area and are interested in creating alternative radio with us, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at redeye@cooperadio.org.